This year's Anzac Day commemorations do come during a fractious period in Australia's relationship with Turkey. A new documentary made by a Turkish filmmaker backs that up. It shows a degree of resentment among the Turkish people towards Australians visiting Gallipoli. But the filmmaker says he's frustrated the Australian War Memorial, which brought the film movie last year, is yet to screen it. Evan Morgan Graham reports.
The trailer to Turkish video artist Kokan Ogun's film Heroes features this song about a Turkish mother preparing her son for war. The accompanying video shows modern-day Turkish women weeping while watching a reenactment of young soldiers in battle.
I was using this art project as a tool to educate myself and to say, Kokan, go and find out why are people so patriotic, why are people blindly nationalistic.
Kokan Ergun's work looks at patriotism on both sides, Turkish and Australian. It features vision of Kentucky tour buses and young Australians wearing Anzac Day merchandise. It also includes shots of an Anzac guest book with slurs against visiting Australians written in Turkish. Some of them read,
"You came here, but your return was disastrous.
You're in my country now. Behave.
Don't ever think of invading us again.
You can't go around half-naked among martyrs. Have some respect.
F***ing infidels."
Kokan Ogun says he was given assurances the Australian War Memorial would screen his film, and even recalls one of its directors giving him emphatic praise.
"We did a screening in Canberra, but not in the War Memorial, in a separate space. And then he came up to me, this director. He said he loved the film. I said, you sure? You really love it? He said, yes, I think this is a very important work for our collection."
But a year after the film was released, and despite co-commissioning it, Kokan Ogun is frustrated the War Memorial is yet to screen it.
"Maybe they're talking and then the art department wants to do it, but the other department don't want to do it. I don't know."
In a statement, the Australian War Memorial said the film was screened at Artspace Sydney last May in conjunction with the memorial. But with more than 38,000 artworks in its collection, it isn't always able to display them straight away. Michael McKenna is a history professor at the University of Sydney and argues it's healthy for Australia to question stories linked to national identity.
"Anzac Day is the primary national myth that Australia has to understand itself at the moment, and that has been one that's been encouraged, so much so that it's become almost sacrosanct."
But Professor McKenna believes the film is particularly pertinent, given the Turkish government's attempts to stir up nationalism.
"If you go to Turkey, you'll see the way in which the government over the last decade or so has tried to cast the defence of Turkey through Gallipoli as a kind of victory for Islamic Turkey. I think it's crucial that the War Memorial shows that film, because that film, as we know, is one which is open to critical interpretations of the legend on both sides, you know, on the Turkish side and on the Australian side."
And that's Sydney University Professor Michael McKenna ending Evan Morgan Graham's report.